Good evening, First Baptist family and friends, and welcome to the First Baptist Church prayer service for January 5th, 2022. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I am so excited to be with you on our first Wednesday night prayer service for the year. I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please try to quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. Please quiet all background noise. That includes your television, your cell phones, your radios, and any conversations you may be having. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Reginald Hardman, Sr.
Good morning, good afternoon, First Baptist Church. I come this evening to first and foremost greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, who has blessed all of us so immensely. Words cannot describe all of the things he has done for us. I thank each of you for participating tonight, and I pray that your prayers will be answered to the fullest. Let us pray. Most holy and everlasting God, we come this evening to first and foremost say thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for being God all by yourself. Beside you, there is no other. We thank you for your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ. We thank you for the love that you have shown through eternity, even right now. Thank you for blessing everybody under the sound of my voice. Thank you for letting me have a voice this evening. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for all you do for each and every one of us. Bless our homes, bless our families, bless our loved ones, bless all that you do for us, Lord. We simply say thank you. Our vocabulary is not big enough to express the depth and love that we feel in our heart right now. We've been through a lot. Only with your help, Lord, we have made it thus far. And we say thank you. We thank you, Father, for our First Baptist Church. Thank you for the many lives that it's touched down through the years. Thank you, Father, for watching over us. Thank you for our pastor. Thank you for each and every member. We need you, Lord. We need you now more than ever. We thank you for just being with us, providing a roof over our head, food to eat, water to drink, friends to care about, family to love, and to hold on to. God, we thank you. I don't know how else to express the joy that I feel in my heart right now, other than to say that you've been so good to me. And I'm sure you've been good to everybody on this line. And some people that should be on this line aren't on this line right now. But we know, Father, you still love us all. We thank you for even your chastisement, for helping us along life's highway, for teaching us life's lessons, for letting us have friends and loved ones that care about us. And we say, we are much obliged. We need you, Lord. We can't do anything without you. We thank you for each auxiliary of the church. We thank you for which you allowed us to accomplish. And those things, Father, that we're still working on, we ask you to help us do them. We know, Father, that we have a void that we are going to have to fill. But we know with your help, Lord, it's already done. And we say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us, blessing our families, blessing all of us, and what we do. In your name, we pray this evening and say thank you. Amen.
We will now have a scripture reading by Sister Edna Ross Dickens.
I'll be reading from the Paraphrased Living Bible. We're going to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. That's chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. Dear Christian friends of Ephesus, ever loyal to the Lord, this is Paul writing to you, chosen by God to be Jesus Christ's messenger. May his blessings and peace be yours, sent to you from God, our Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord. How we praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every blessing in heaven because we belong to Christ. Long ago, even before he made the world, God chose us to be his very own through what Christ would do for us. He decided then to make us holy in his eyes, without a single fault. We who stand before him covered with his love. His unchanging plan has always been to adopt us into his own family by sending Jesus Christ to die for us. And he did this because he wanted to. Now all praise to God for his wonderful kindness to us and his favor that he has poured out upon us because we belong to his dearly loved Son. So overflowing is his kindness toward us that he took away all our sins through the blood of his Son, by whom we are saved. And he has showered down upon us the richness of his grace. For how well he understands us and knows what is best for us at all times. Amen.
Good evening, church. Father God, we thank you for continuing to watch over us and care for us during this difficult time that our world finds itself in. Even in the midst of what seems like chaos and confusion, despair and despondency, you continue to give us your help and your hope. We pray this evening that you would fill our hearts with all that you are and direct us in ways that we are always living in your will. We pray that you would bless us with a new direction and point us toward how we can do more in you, Lord. We continue to pray for this church, Father, asking that you fill each and every member with the knowledge of your will and all the spiritual wisdom and understanding that we require so as to walk in a manner worthy of you, Father, fully pleasing to you, Father, that we might bear fruit in every good work that we do. Continue to bless those that this body of Christ has been called to watch over. Our children struggling to learn in the environment that they are in now, our sick and our shut in, our bereaved, our poor, and our needy. We ask once again, Father, that you help this church body to walk in a manner worthy of the calling that you have given us. We ask that you would help us in all our interactions with one another to have humble and gentle hearts. Grant us patience for one another, bearing with one another in love. Grant this body of Christ your unity, Father. Allow us to walk humbly with you. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
We will now have individual prayers for approximately 2 minutes. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Bruce Roberson.
Good evening, First Baptist. I'll be offering a prayer of to persevere. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come into this prayer service fixing our eyes on Jesus, thanking you for another opportunity to give you all the glory and all the praise. Father, you have sustained us through our faith, our hope, and our love, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We know that we will get through these storms of life. Things may be up this day and down the next day, but God, we shall be steadfast, trusting you, Lord. Help us to bear witness that all things are possible through you, and that all our help comes through you. We pray for in these troubling times that we see with violence everywhere. We pray that we will endure and be patient through all these situations, Lord. We pray for the daily trials that we face each day with supply shortages and other things that just seem to distract us, Lord. But if we keep our eyes focused on you, God, we know that you will give us the strength that we need. There's so many troubles, Lord, and we cry out for your staying power that you will guide us and lead us to avoid these distractions in life, Lord. Help us, Lord, as we know that each morning that we get new mercies and we want to walk worthy of you today and be faithful witnesses. We pray that your Spirit will help us to remove any sin, any weight, and that we will keep our eyes fixed on Jesus as we move through this day and this new year, Lord. Thank you. Help us, Father, to spread joy wherever we go as we abide in the true vine, which is Christ Jesus. Help us, Lord, because we are your children, and we want to pray for all the children in this body of Christ, that we will always be so ever mindful that Jesus is the reason. We're so thankful for everything that we've received, for your word, for studying your word. God, we pray that you will be right there with us. Help us to make the right choices. We pray for your presence throughout this journey that we call life. We love you, Lord. We want to just be with you. Teach us all that we need to learn today. Give us the courage and strength to press towards the goal for the upward calling of Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Associate Minister Lisa Tucker.
Good evening, First Baptist Church family, relatives, friends, and visitors. Happy blessed new year to each of you. We thank God for you and for this ministry and for the ones that work behind the scenes to make this conference call Wednesday prayer service connect for all of us. I thank Pastor Tucker, my dad, for allowing me the opportunity this evening to share a word from the Lord. And a mighty thank you is also extended to Deacon Leroy Bagley, who asked me if I could share a word for this prayer service. And thank you, Sister Cynthia Tinsley, for playing Holiness, that anointed song that will lead me into the word tonight. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this first Wednesday night prayer service in this brand new year of 2022. We thank you, God, for keeping, protecting, and surrounding us with your efficacious blood, the blood that never, no, never lose its power, O God, and your holy angels. We thank you for your loving kindness, O God. God, this is your time. Anoint this time together in your word. Speak through me, O God. And thank you, God, for allowing me to be your mouthpiece, O God, and your conduit, O God. Let your word and truth prevail. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen. My topic this evening is purify your slate. Purify your slate. And it comes from the two scriptures. The first one is 1 Peter 1:15-16. And it says, "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy." And the second scripture comes from Hebrews 12:14. "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord." A successful journey begins with the end in mind. We need to remember that where we are headed in our journey in 2022, first, is in the presence of God. This is where holiness is, purity, and light. Like the court of a king, where no one will be admitted without proper attire, the presence of God is a place where none of us can go unless we have been cleansed of the stains of our souls. We cannot begin this year of 2022 until we have been declared righteous, receiving Jesus' pure white cloak of holiness in place of our rags of sinfulness. During this fasting time, we all must repent, ask him to wash away our sins, and confess Jesus as Lord over our lives. Change isn't change until we change. He does the miraculous work of purifying and cleansing us. We must receive the forgiveness that Jesus offers. When Jesus said from that old rugged cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," his blood was already dripping down the rough wood of his cross. And it still flows today. It covers the stains in our conscience and washes them clean. The songwriter, Mr. William Cowper, wrote, "There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. The blood of Jesus purifies us from all our sins. Saints of the Most High God, forgiveness may be the first leg of our 2022 journey, but sometimes it is not easy. However, it is a must. Whenever we do wrong, we are to ask for forgiveness from God. Whatever others do to us, we are to forgive freely because Jesus has shown us the example. Remember, forgiveness sets us free." Now, saints of God, I have some questions for you. How can we expect God's holiness if we do not embrace God's standards? How can we call God the source of our strength if we have not made him the source of our standards? He will be a spirit of justice to the one who sits in judgment. How can we look to the world and culture for our standards to tell us right and wrong, and look to God for our strength? How can we look to the world to tell us how to live and then expect God to give us strength for a standard that is not his? How can we call God the source of our strength when he is not the source of our standard? How can we expect his strength and resist his standards? When we are weak sometimes, we are asking God to strengthen us because we have given away our strength, which lowered our standards, and then the enemy comes in like a flood because we do not have standards. Don't be standardized by this world and this dysfunctional world. Don't let the world set our standards and put us in a box. We cannot live by people's compliments because we will be underneath our beds by their criticism. Isaiah 59:19b states, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Saints of God, we have standards. We have higher standards. We have greater standards. Men and women of God, we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, to declare the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We are his workmanship, God's masterpieces, God's ambassadors, reflections of God. God made all of us in his image. We are all spirits in bodies that God can use for his glory. We must apply standards to our thought lives. And when we do, we will hear people believe and say, oh, you think you are better than us because we have standards. But let me make it plain for you. No, it's just that we know how much we need a source that is not us because we are weak without him. When we let our minds think whatever it wants to think and we go to God for strength, but we do not go to him for standards, we are asking him to violate the very nature of our relationship. How can he be the source of our strength if we won't let him be the source of our standards? Who sets our standards? Who says what we will and will not listen to? God, set our standards, please, in this year of 2022. God is bigger than us. God is wiser than us. He has been around longer than us. We all need God who sees around the next corner of our lives, and he knows how our next decisions are going to affect our destiny. We don't want to occupy that seat. It's all about God, and we need God every day. The battles that come our way are too real for us to play around and live our lives with exposed faces and low standards, as we all have to get it right this year of 2022. 1 Peter 1:13-25 calls for all people of faith to live a life of holiness. Holy living means that Christians live a life that is set apart and reserved to give glory to God. It is a life of discipline, focus, and attention to matters of righteousness living. It is, as Paul also states in Romans 12:1-2, a life fully presented to God that transforms our lives to God's glory, rather than conforming our lives into the ways of the world. Have a mission this year and be holy before the Lord. The church sets the standards for the world and for the people. You and me, we are the church. It's not the brick and mortar building. Saints, it's time to wake up, stand up, and become a direct impact to people that do not know the Lord. We must be bold for the Lord and blow the trumpet and sound the alarm like a pleasing God and giving him the glory. Live a life pleasing to him. By being holy, we make an impact on others that do not know him. A direct impact, a direct effect, a divine mark that cannot be erased should be made in their lives so that more souls can come running and say, what must I do to be saved? And then they can be used for the kingdom of God. We must manifest the word of God. We also must consecrate ourselves, casting aside all sin and selfishness, and turning to the light of his love and the power of his grace by his Spirit. In his presence is the fullness of joy. Saints of God, holiness is the centerpiece of God's attributes. Holiness of God is his intrinsic and transcendent purity. It is his separateness from his creation as well as his standard of righteousness to which the whole universe must conform. God does not conform to any standard created by others. He is the standard. God is the standard. Therefore, he requires that his creation conform to his standard. God's holiness is central to understanding who he is. It is definitely the heart of who God is. This year of 2022, maintain and sustain holiness so that while we practice the presence of God with discipline, it will be completely natural to live this way every day in unity with God. So when the time comes for you and I to cross the border from this life to the next or even be raptured, it will be the same, only more and more and much more than we can even fathom. The confidence of us as followers of Jesus is the assurance of his children, knowing that our Abba Father is close. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and God bless you richly with divine favor and sweet peace as you continue to purify your slate for the year of 2022 and beyond.
The lines will now be unmuted for approximately 20 seconds to show our appreciation for the speaker and message this evening. Please quiet all background noise while the line is unmuted.
Thank you. Thank you so much for those words of encouragement.
Thank you.
The Spirit is with you. Thank you.
We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Tucker.
We certainly thank God again for another blessed time in prayer, and we thank God for our speaker, the inspirational moment that it was given to us this evening by Minister Lisa. We praise God for her and for the word that has come forth this evening, reminding us that there are standards that we have, and those standards come from God. Let me thank God for all of the other participants in this service this evening. Your prayers and words have been inspiring, and we are grateful to God for each one of you, thinking it not robbery in coming out and sharing. And then every person that's here on this line, we praise God for you and for the sustaining grace and sustaining presence as we come together in prayer, that we might talk to the Lord together. And let us continue to worship and praise God together as we come to worship on this coming Sunday. It is the youth and young adult emphasis Sunday, and we encourage you to be present. The Reverend Donald Robinson will be our preacher, and we certainly wish that you will make a point to be in the worship services on this coming Sunday. On on January the 11th, Tuesday, January the 11th, is our joint board meeting, and we're looking forward to all of the members of the joint board to be in place at 6:30 p.m. And then on the Saturday, January the 15th, you are invited to be present at our church meeting, the first of the year, and we urge you to come and be there at 9:30. We will be doing it by way of Zoom, and look out for your link and line to come into the meeting. Then we want you to continue to be together as we share in this period of fasting and prayer. We are asking everyone to refrain from eating meat and as we discipline ourselves there, we ought to seek to draw close to the Lord and seek to grow stronger spiritually as we not only refrain from something and hold back from something, and if there are other things you want to hold back or refrain from doing, you do that. This is a personal thing that you ought to decide how you and how long and how far you're going to extend this fasting experience. We're inviting everybody during this fasting time to spend some time in prayer. Prayer is in order at all times. And each morning at 7 a.m., from 7 a.m. to 7:15, 15 minutes of spending time together in prayer. We are inviting and encouraging those that will, those that can, those that seek the value of prayer and understand that whatever we do, we need God to be in the prayer experience. And so we ask that you would join together as a church family in this prayer experience as we get started in the new year to address the challenges that God has for each one of us. The Bible says to us to pray without ceasing. In all things, we ought to pray. And at this particular time, we're going to ask that the lines would be open and that you would share your requests for prayer. 20 seconds. The lines will be open for 20 seconds.
Praise his holy name.
Pray for the Putin family. Pray for each and every family. The peace of the call.
Pray for the
God, our Father, we come before you just now asking earnestly that you would hear the cries of your people. Would you, O God, touch their hearts even now and let them know that they are blessed by your divine presence and spirit in their lives. Hear, O God, the desires that the families would be helped, that individuals would be blessed, that situations will be helped, and that you would be with them in whatever they desire. And help us to draw real close to you that we might be able to sense and know that we are connected with you. You are indeed the vine, and we are the branches. And God, we are just desiring to stay connected, that we may be bold and that we may be the people that you want us to be. We pray, O God, for patience. We pray, O God, for the love We pray, O God, for joy. We pray, O God, for hope. We ask thy blessings upon us, O God, that we might have peace and that we may be able to embrace one another and support one another and encourage one another. Help us, O God, to not to be selfish and self-centered, but help us, O God, to do what we need to do to protect not only ourselves, but protect others. Help us, O God, that we might be able to stand firm in your name and that we might be able to act and perform and do what is right and righteous. Give us the courage, O God. Give us the faith. Give us the assurance that you are indeed with us. Help us, O God. Bless the members of First Baptist Church. O God, bless our health. Help us, O God, that we may have the right spirit, that we may have a spirit of forgiveness. Help us that we may be renewed, that when we are wrong, you will enable us to be made right. And then, O God, encourage us that we may be great witnesses and blessings to others. It is indeed in the name of Jesus the Christ that we ask all of these blessings and all of those that we sincerely need. Keep us on one accord and make us the powerful instrument that we ought to be. Keep us, O God, in your care and make us mold into the people that you're calling us to be. We ask your blessings upon all of the members who have special needs, O God. Abide with us. Keep us in your care. Help us to grow strong in your holy and divine name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his holy and divine peace. Amen.